Using special effects in Photo Booth. Photo Booth has four sets of effects that you can use to enhance the photos that you take with the EyeSight camera that is built into your Mac. To use effects, start Photo Booth and click the button on the right that has the word Effects on it. A grid with 9 squares displays. As you can see, the square in the middle is what the camera really sees. This particular square is labeled with the word normal. And the other squares are the special effects, and they're also labeled black and white, sepia, comic book effect, and so on. Now to get to the second set of special effects, these are my favorites, click the right arrow button that's just to the right of the effects button. If you really want to have some fun at parties or family gatherings, just sit someone down in front of your Mac and start using this second set of special effects. These effects have names like bulge, dent, twirl, and squeeze. And the contortions that you can get from these effects are just hilarious and sometimes even scary. Be sure to try the mirror effect if you want to make a picture of yourself that looks like a one-eyed alien from outer space. To use a special effect, either these ones on the second grid that I like or the first one, pick the effect that you want to use by clicking the box, and then you pose for the picture and click the red shutter button. Now let's talk about the next set of special effects. These are kind of different. In fact, this next set is the third set is just like the fourth set. The special effects in these two sets of grids are backgrounds, and they can be still backgrounds from a photo or videos. The way you use these is to click the one that you want and then step out of the frame for a moment until you see the background, and then come back into the frame and click the red shutter button. And this takes a picture of you, makes you look like you're someplace that you're not. Now, if you click the right arrow button one more time, you will go to the final grid. And this is a set of 9 squares that allows you to put in your own photos and your own videos. And of course, the one in the middle is still the normal. And you use this grid just like you do the ones that are supplied on the grid before, the one that has the roller coaster and so forth from Apple. When you're finished, just click the square in the middle, the one that says normal, and that takes you back to your normal view of Photo Booth.